Should we just pray a moment before I talk? Lord Jesus, would you use these words to enable us to understand what it is that you want to say to us this morning and the ways in which we can be open to understand what it is you want to say to us today as individuals. In Jesus' name, amen. Great. Thank you to everyone who's been involved with the service so far. You can see from the service sheet that the talk today is called Holy Ground. Holy Ground. And I felt moved to think about Moses this week. I was praying about what I thought God wanted me to talk about, and I came across the very well-known story of the burning bush, which is one of those stories that we're very familiar with. The idea is that, as we heard from Torre, who kindly brought us the reading from Exodus, Moses is out looking after sheep, and he encounters this burning bush. Now, it's burning, but it's not being consumed by fire. You can see in verse 2, it says that the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. And you would expect if something was on fire, you would expect for it to be being consumed. But this is a miracle bush because it's not disappearing. It's not diminishing. And this is the angel of the Lord appearing. So this is one way in which God speaks to people. He uses sometimes really mysterious and unexpected ways to speak to us, to appear to us, to affirm things to us, or to guide us. And God does that. God uses the unusual. He uses the obscure. He uses things maybe we weren't expecting to speak directly to us. If you have a look at verse 4, it says, "When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, 'Moses, Moses.'" So God directly calls out to Moses by his name. And Moses says, "Here I am." He immediately affirms, "Yes, here I am, I'm ready. What do you need me to do?" Then in verse 5, you hear the instruction. God gives very clear instructions here. It says, "Do not come any closer. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground." Now, removing one's shoes, it's an act of respect. It's an act of reverence. It's something that one would do in the presence of God. And that same God is our friend, but also our sovereign Lord, worthy of the utmost respect. And I think one of my questions this morning is, are we metaphorically removing our shoes in the presence of God? What does that actually mean? Are we really heeding what that call is? Are we really thinking about what God might be saying to us? When we jump to the second reading from Joshua, and again, I chose this because of the reference to taking off your sandals. So you see here, Joshua 5, verse 15. "The commander of the Lord's army replied, 'Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy.'" Now, it depends what you read as to who actually says this. Some commentaries say that it was a superior angel. Some say that it was the voice of God. But Joshua took off his sandals. He was the leader of Israel, but he obeyed God. The place he was standing was holy, and therefore he took off his shoes. At the time, and still today, in some settings, this is a way of showing respect. But how do we show respect for God? It's through our actions, our attitudes, our thinking, our giving, the stuff we do, the way we live our lives. We are called to be living sacrifices. And in doing these things, we recognize and respect God's power, God's action, God's authority, supremacy, grace, and love. What we do must demonstrate God to others, because we are called to show God to people that don't know his love. Now, what we read from Exodus is also mentioned in the New Testament. So in Acts 7, verse 33, this recounts God commanding Moses to take off his sandals. And again, that is relayed as something which has happened previously. And here we see the themes of this sense of divinity, holiness, respect, and the continuation of God's authority. Now, the burning bush that we read of in Exodus is hugely significant. That God of the burning bush is that same God that works through Jesus. And we've heard today about how God spoke to Moses at that moment through a burning bush. But think for a moment, how does God speak to you? And that's why we did the A to Z, to think about the many different ways in which God speaks to us. Through people, through places, through snippets of conversations, through others, through thoughts, through dreams, through things we see, things we hear, things we read, things we observe. We need to always be attuned to what God is saying to us. We all have a calling, and God calls us all to specific things according to his will. And there are lots of examples in the Bible of different people who were called by God in very different ways. And I'm sure you can call many of them to mind. Lydia, Jonah, Moses, Peter, just a few examples of different ways in which God called them. How is God calling you? When we're in the presence of God, we are on holy ground, and we are always in the presence of God, even if we are not realizing it. But are we conscious of this? Are we conscious that God is seeing our every move, being in our every moment? We are standing on holy ground. Amen.